Silence!
Oppenheimer!
I think they're talking about us. No way.
I myself am strange and unusual.
This is Nerf Ray Radio!
Nerd alert!
These nerds are a threat to our way of life.
See, this is the stuff that brings nerds together.
So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social, right?
If I'm interested in it, then by definition, it is nerdy.
Are you in loser denial or something?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
My dad's a nerd.
And welcome to episode 269 of Nerd Pride Radio. 269 is a sexual position where two people engage in simultaneous oral sex with each other while they are both strapped to the backs of other people. Who are also engaged in simultaneous oral sex with each other. Dude. Thank you, Kyle, for providing this week's fact. So, ask me how I'm doing today. Go on. Ask me.
How you doing?
I am awesome! My name is Mike Jones. I am a Pathfinder slash D&D nerd, a history nerd, a sci-fi nerd, a comic book nerd, computer nerd, movie nerd, comedy nerd, science nerd, gaming nerd, plus there's like seven of the kinds of nerd I only wish I was nerdy enough to be. You are listening to Nerd Pride Radio, the place I go every week to haver on about all the nerd stuff that just won't fit in my skull anymore. As always, we are recording live from our Nerd Pride studios in the Upside Down. Whew, alright. You know what time it is?
What time is it?
Well, it's time for the meticulously plotted portion of this podcast. This is the time for me when I and Aiden, who is also here, when
I'm
we talk about
here.
All of the interesting things that we've stumbled across in the last week. If something interesting tickles our nerd fancy during the course of our busy, busy weeks, we add it to these master lists, and the very best stuff off of our lists gets spewed out all over you guys every time we record.
You lucky dogs.
All right, and first up. All right, wait. Now, before we get into the meticulously plotted portion, I do have. Did I mention on air my problem with Waluigi?
Tread carefully, sir.
You know? Do you know my problem with Waluigi? Have we had this argument
what's
before?
What's your problem with Waluigi?
His name. What? It should be Sevenuigi. Wait. Wario? Is just Mario with the M turned upside
down. No,
so
no.
If you take Luigi and you turn the L upside down, it becomes a Sevenuigi.
No, I thought you were going to bring up the point that technically, according to the Yoshi Island's lore, that Waluigi is the only main character who isn't a star child. But then I would have retorted with, actually, away from any of the games, Waluigi went on his own solo adventure to become a star child and prove himself to the star sprites.
Okay.
And now, you're gonna ask me, how the hell do I know so much about Yoshi's Island lore? And I'm gonna tell you, just solely for Waluigi and the injustices
that he has endured. Now, Nerd Rage is coming up later. You can just save this, because I'm telling you, his name should be Sevenuigi.
You are incorrect.
That
you will not. You will not disgrace my boy like this.
No, to call him Waluigi makes him even more subjugated to his brother than even poor Luigi is to Mario. This is, I mean, Luigi doesn't already get second shrift enough.
Wario comes from Mario plus the Chinese word wa, which is what they used to call Japan, meaning dwarf. That is why Waluigi is shorter than Mario. And after Wario existed for a while, in Mario Tennis,
they turned the M upside down and called it Wario and then made up the rest. Is wa actually a Japanese term? Might be. Might be. And you know what? They said, you know what? Let's make this part of the lore. But all they did was turn the M upside down to make a W.
Right.
That's then, how they came about it.
And then they added Waluigi and turned the L upside down to follow the trend. You are disrespecting my hero right
so
now.
So he's actually Wa7uigi?
I will end you.
Is the L turned upside down in his name?
Don't make me say it.
Is it? Or is it a lowercase L, and therefore it doesn't matter because turned upside down is the same?
How dare you?
How dare me? 7uigi. That's all I'm going to call him from now on. 7uigi.
I'm saving my rage for nerd rage, but know that I'm still upset with you.
Okay, so should we open with nerd rage, since you're already in the mood, or should we cool down a little bit and do some five links, and then we'll come back?
Let's do five links and come back. I'm too upset about Waluigi to talk about anything else.
Okay. Then, hey, this is where I play some Five Links music. Hold on. Yeah, Aiden doesn't know how to dance for that segment because he's not quite sure what the music's going to be.
Isn't it Dave or?
No, that's Trepanowitz.
Oh.
No, this is playing some actual Legends of Zelda music and then ending up with an old classic rock song that counts off 1, 2, 3, 5. So then that's, yeah. Anyway, but that's not the important part. The important part is that Five Links is a segment where I start off with a random Wikipedia page. That's my first link. And then, from that random Wikipedia page, I just click on links that catch my interest until I've followed a chain of four more links to make five. And I'll talk about each one as they come up. So, I went to generate a random Wikipedia page, and I wound up with the page for the history of the petroleum industry in Canada, which I felt was a really poor start, because it's really boring. The last time I did this, I started off with some random airfield in Canada, so I feel like Canada is drawing me in here. But, having done this, the history of the petroleum industry in Canada, first off, Canada has the third biggest oil reserves in the world. Do you know who number one and number two are for oil reserves?
America?
No, as in, like, still in the ground, untapped, we have yet to draw them out.
Somewhere in the Middle East.
Right. Saudi Arabia is number two. Who's number one? Yeah, I know, Venezuela.
Really?
Yeah, really. I had no idea. It is also second only to Russia in the production and export of natural gas. But the most interesting part of this article, the history of the petroleum industry in Canada, was the pride that the author obviously displays in this article. It was like clearly written by a Canadian who is an expert in the history of petroleum there. And he's very proud of his nation and very proud of its role. And so probably works for a Canadian petroleum company, is my guess. That he's like PR historian for some company down there. Up there, I suppose. They're our hat. I mean, it's like, it mentions that, you know, the early drilling methods that they used were superior to the American methods. They listed all of the places that Canadian drillers from this early set, where they all traveled out all around the world and how they helped other nations with their petroleum industries, that referred to Canada as a modern energy giant, et cetera, et cetera. Like, referred to it more than once as the birthplace of the North American petroleum industry. And so it was like stuff that it's like, you know, it's a mostly neutral, unbiased article, but you could just see that where they could work in a phrase without, you know, violating Wikipedia's terms, they would. So I found that very interesting. So from there, the next link I followed was for the town of Petrolia. Yeah, they named a town in Canada after oil. It is actually now known as Canada's Victorian Oil Town. It's like a little town in Ontario on the Great Lakes. It's got like 5,700 people, something like that. And there's not much interesting about Petrolia. It looks like it's got a little minor tourist industry for being the Victorian oil town. But to me, the most interesting thing about the Wikipedia article for it was the list of notable people who have come from Petrolia. And because it's Canada, it was one minor politician and six hockey players. So yeah, see, exactly. I thought that was really cute. So, you know, Canada. So from one of the hockey players who had been instrumental in winning three Stanley Cups for their team, I followed to Stanley Cup. Are you familiar with the Stanley Cup yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Are you aware that there are three of them?
No.
I did not know this either. Apparently, there was the original Stanley Cup from like 1890, whatever it was. And that was the one for, you know, the Dominion Hockey League of Canada, whatever it was. But that's the original Stanley Cup, where the bowl on it was made of silver. And as it was the prize for a bunch of amateur groups, and then eventually professional hockey teams could compete for the Stanley Cup starting somewhere in the 1900s. And so, anyway, this was the original Stanley Cup, lasted for about 30 years. And they had a tradition that each year they would engrave names of the various notable people from the team and the management staff. Those names would be engraved on the cup itself or on a ring below the cup. And so every year they would add a new ring for whoever won it now. And eventually the cup became so damn tall, it became really unwieldy. And the original bowl on it was made of pure silver. And so it just became kind of thin and fragile, and they were having a hard time with it. So they came up with a replacement cup, which is, I think it's like an aluminum and nickel recreation, where they wound up, oh my God, just, all right, stop. I can't look at that yet. We'll save it for later. Oh God, my phone is ringing off the hook.
Ringing?
Yeah. You did not hear it?
How is that a ring? What does your phone do when you get a message?
Is it? Okay.
Also, what hook?
It's an antiquated figure of speech.
Right, but there is no hook for it to be, even if it were ringing, to be off of.
No, look, I have hot glued a string to the back, and I hang it here on the wall on this hook. And then, when it beeps, which I call a ring.
You
it sometimes will, so since I have the vibrate function on, it will then vibrate it off of that hook.
And do damage to your $300 device.
Right, shut up, all right? So it's just a figure of speech. So anyway, the second Stanley Cup is that replica, and that's the one that gets handed around now. And they wound up, they decided to stop just adding new rings every year. So now they only keep the last 13 rings on there. For the last 13 winning teams, and then as a new team wins it, they take off the bottommost ring, and then they just put that in the Hockey Hall of Fame Museum, and so that's where they keep all of the old rings, and they just keep the most recent 13 ones on there. But then still ringing off the hook,
no hook, not even a ring.
But then they have the third cup, which is the replica of the replica that they actually keep in the Hockey Hall of Fame, so that you can just see the whole thing on display. And then also, because when the second cup is unavailable, because, you know, someone's got it at home or something, then they have the one at the Hall of Fame that they can use for, you know, photo shoots and stuff if they need a stand-in. And if you ever need to know So if you ever need to know the difference between the two Stanley Cups, whether you've got the current cup or the one from the Hall of Fame,
mm-hmm.
is the one from the Hall of Fame has all the spelling errors corrected. Because, yeah, over the years, there have been 24 total errors in engraving on the Stanley Cup. 23 of those are spelling errors, which are now fixed on the Hall of Fame version. But you can still see the spelling errors on the original, well, the new original that they're passing around. But the 24th engraving error is... and this is where my next link comes in, so it takes me to link number 4, is for the name Basil Pocklington. Basil Pocklington, from the 1984 Edmonton Oilers, his name on the current cup. I can't remember the names that they give these cups. Anyway, the current cup that they pass around. His name on that cup is just X'd out. They engraved X's over the top of his name. But if you go to the one in the Hall of Fame where they do the corrections, his name is just missing entirely. Right. So I click on Basil Pocklington.
What did he do?
I clicked on Basil Pocklington. And it turns out he didn't play for the Edmonton Oilers or be involved in their staff in any way. He was not a member of the team. And so when you click on Basil Pocklington, it takes you to his son, Peter Pocklington, who owned the Edmonton Oilers at the time that they won in 1984. Basil Pocklington being, or Peter Pocklington, being a wealthy Canadian entrepreneur and all this, he owned the Oilers. And in 1984, when the team won, and he had to send over a list of names to be engraved on the Stanley Cup, he put his dad's name on there, because he wanted his dad's name to be engraved for all time on the Stanley Cup. And nobody checked it, nobody proofed anybody's lists at this point, they just took it and engraved it. And only later, when it was going over the Hall of Fame, did someone actually go check it and find out that that he's not allowed to do that. And so they had to take the one, and they X'd it off of there, and then on the Hall of Fame version, they just left his name out entirely because he wasn't a member of the team. Now, when asked, Peter said, oh, hey, no, that wasn't me. I had two lists. I had one that was all the names that were supposed to be engraved on it, and then another list of people who were supposed to get the little replica copies. My dad's supposed to get a replica. I didn't do this, which, you know, Peter Pocklington's just a very rich liar. but while I'm on Peter Pocklington, it turns out that he is known for that, getting his dad's name on the Stanley Cup. He is known for, 2 years prior to that, being taken in a hostage situation where he took a bullet. I didn't look up the details of that one because it wasn't...
Because it wasn't interesting?
It wasn't as interesting as the next one, which you won't know the name, but... the thing he is most famous for and hated by Canadians for is in 1988, he traded Wayne Gretzky to an American team.
Really?
Wayne Gretzky, yeah, one of the greatest hockey players of all time.
I know.
And traded him away to Los Angeles. And, yeah, and they say it's because... you know, that it was, you know, there were personnel differences or this, that, who knows what. But the historians believe that the real reason that he did it is because Wayne Gretzky's wife, Janet Jones, who was an American actress and model and dancer, that they refer to her as the Yoko Ono of hockey.
Oof.
Yeah, that she was a terrible woman when she was making impossible demands and the blah, blah, blah. Now, who knows how much of that is true and how much of this was Gretzky. But anyway, Peter Pocklington sent Gretzky out of Canada and thus became a villain. But the last link is Peter Pocklington was also, for a time, nicknamed Peter Puck, which Peter Puck is actually...
The name of a mascot for hockey.
Right, right. He was when hockey started becoming big on American television, because we had a lot of American teams, NBC, who was airing the NHL games, NBC came up with Peter Puck. And Peter Puck was a little... he was basically the pro-hockey version of... Oh, thank you. I had to pause it so my son could remind me. What, Schoolhouse Rock? What are you, a moron?
Do you
moron?
Know how many times you've corrected me on Schoolhouse Rock songs?
Yeah, I know all the Schoolhouse
Fake
Rock songs.
Fake fan.
I just couldn't remember the name Schoolhouse Rock. I had a brain fart because I'm trying to do all the things required to coordinate a podcast while you...
I'm building rage.
While you just sit over here and throw out witty, funny comments. That's why you're the funny one. Anyway, yeah, Peter Puck was like the NHL version of Schoolhouse Rock that, for American audiences, especially American kids, Peter Puck would come out and he did like little 2-3 minute cartoon segments during games where he would explain the rules of hockey to people. And there were only like 9 episodes of this. So like grand total, there's like, you know, maybe 25 minutes worth of Peter Puck from its original 1973 run. But he became wildly popular. Like, you know, you get him on t-shirts and merchandise and all sorts of stuff like that. And so anyway, I just thought Peter Puck was cool. So I watched some Peter Puck cartoons and went, oh yeah, it's a cartoon hockey puck explaining how to play hockey. All right, I get it. So there you go. That's my five links. Are we done now? Oh no. You better get the little ones out of the room. Make sure you're sitting down for this.
Nerd rage came flashing back, and I just looked at him and went, "Rrr!"
That's right, it's time for some nerd rage. Hey, Aiden. What do we got going on this week?
I have an issue deciding if I'm living in reality right now.
We were just in Target earlier.
Is this real?
And what
is the toy Poopsie real?
Yeah, okay. So,
no. Poopsie is a sexualized unicorn in a diaper, and the implication is that you are playing with her poop.
Okay. We're walking through Target. And my son, Aiden, turns to me and says, "Why is there a sexualized unicorn in a diaper over there?" I'm like, "What in the hell are you talking about?" He says, no, you're going to come back and look at this. And so we did, and it was Poopsie. And Poopsie is on her... Now, the picture of her that we're looking at here...
Oh, it's vile.
Yeah, she's wearing what is clearly a diaper. Like, it could just be, like, frilly underwear, except that there are safety pins on it. Gold safety pins. So it is very clearly intended to be a diaper on this unicorn. And the doll version that we're looking at here is not as sexualized as the packaging that she came in. The poster that we saw in Target, because, oh yeah, she very clearly... was posed so that it was like supposed to be maybe like she's some sort of hip teenager, but you know, in the way that we sexualize young girls in this country anyway. The pose was very reminiscent of that, and it was very icky, very gross. All right, now Poopsie, as you maybe couldn't have guessed from her name, what does she do?
She poops out the unicorn poop, which is slime, apparently, filled with glitter.
Glitter and rainbow colors. Clearly, they took a lesson from the unicorn from the Squatty Potty commercials. Have you watched all the Squatty Potty commercials?
I hate the Squatty Potty commercials.
I love the Squatty Potty. I love the prince. The unicorn is very disturbing in those. But yeah, he poops gold. But still,
there you go.
Oh, God, stop. All right, and she comes packaged with... All right, clearly, you get a unicorn horn that comes in the packaging.
Looks very not okay for children.
It's like a taller poop emoji. Also, yeah, it's a weird
thing. Phallic.
Yeah, but you open up a thing of slime, and then you open up the horn, and there's...
You soak the horn in water.
Right, and then you break open the horn casing, and glitter falls out, and you mix it all into the slime, and now you have glitter slime.
But that is not to detract from the fact that they are straight out telling you that this has fallen out of their mascot.
Right. I'm trying so hard to think that, okay, this has got to be... I mean, yeah, maybe some poor choices here, but they're not really intending that this is unicorn poop.
It's in a slushy cup.
All right. And, well, yeah, you can get accoutrements to go with her. Poopsie comes with a slushy cup, so you could have a slushy, but then there's also just like
a pile.
Just like a really bad rendering of a rainbow poop emoji. Like, it's not a...
They're implying that you're eating her poop.
So I went to their official website, and as I'm clicking on it, the description from Google is telling me, "Welcome to the official Poopsie Slime Surprise website. Make your favorite collectible unicorn poop-themed characters, blah, blah, blah." Okay. Yeah, so it's supposed to be unicorn poop. Marketed clearly at young children.
And the freaking mascot is supposed to be way too attractive.
Well, okay.
Supposed to be.
Yeah, see, look, here's where you can buy Poopsie Slime Surprise Poop Packs. Okay. So, I mean, they're marketed as poop. Maybe it's just the sexualized unicorn part that was a problem. Maybe it was just that particular piece of the advertising. Because, I mean, you know, boys have gotten to play with super gross slime, create your own bugs in a lab. They've had all sorts of really disgusting toys for boys for years. And now here is a disgusting toy aimed at girls. And so maybe we should be cheering
but it's disgusting for different reasons.
Maybe we should be cheering the empowerment of this.
No.
I suppose. But
this is gross for all the wrong reasons.
Are you sure? All right, look. For those of you who maybe have girls of the target market age for this, you have
this
daughters.
Is the worst.
Help us out here. Go out and take a look and see what you think online. If you want to get ratings from your children on what they think of the advertising,
make sure you find the ad images or go to their website to see. To see what we mean by sexualized unicorn in a diaper.
Yeah, it may. I mean, maybe it's just a unicorn in a diaper. Maybe we're perverts who are reading too much into this. It's very possible. That's happened before. But tell us what you think and how you think your daughters would feel about this. And would you encourage them? Okay, yeah, see that image, that and that's the image from Target. That is a little gross. I mean, she's wearing a crop top and a diaper, and she's
got 4-foot eyelashes.
Right. And she's walking around drinking a slushie made of her own poop. So,
just tell
me what you think. I mean, again, because I don't want to carry on some double standard here.
But I also don't want to condone what I'm looking at.
Yeah, but I just find this really disturbing. All right, anyway. Ooh, ringing off the hook. There it goes. So, anyway,
what?
Hey, that's our rage. You know what time it is now?
What?
You really don't know?
I'm afraid that if I'm going to say it's time for the Pod-O-Matic, you're going to yell at me and say that I don't read the show notes.
No, you're supposed to drag it out. We don't just say Pod-O-Matic.
But is it, though?
We say it's time for the
Pod.
Yeah, that's actually what it is. It's the Pod-O-Matic. Dog. Sorry, I had to punch him in the throat to make him stop. This is the Nerd Bride Radio Pod-O-Matic. And every cast, we bring out R2 in his fully pimped out Pod-O-Matic bubble, and he rolls up random topics for us to talk about. And where do these topics come from, you ask? Well, that is where you come in. Stop it. You want to hear us haver on about something? Then send your question or topic to us by email, or better yet, in a private message on our forums at nerdbrideradio.com/nerds. We'll add it to the Pod-O-Matic list, because Pod-O-Matic is about whatever
you want it to be. And we need questions.
And, oh yeah, yeah. And we need questions. So here's the deal. Normally, we play this little game where we go on for like 10 or 12 questions, and I say it's the very last one, and then Aiden tries to ring it one or two more times. But, because we are down to 90 questions, we have 10 blank spaces in this list. If we hit any of those from 91 to 100, then that's where we quit. So as soon as we hit a blank one, we're done. So I hope this isn't a 90 here. Ooh, no, it's a 32. So let's see. 32 is from... It's from Kyle. And Kyle says, what is your favorite month?
Blah. January.
Wow. My favorite month? Yeah, March. Okay, so...
Well, it wasn't because of my birthday. It's because it's the center of winter. I like winter.
And... Kyle says, is it your birthday month? It is my birthday month.
But not for my birthday.
Is it December? Some summer month? It's I like March. I like springtime. Actually, I like spring and autumn. Both of them are really cool because, you know, I don't like it too hot. I don't like it too cold. Although, I do like having the summers off with my family. Well, I mean, I don't have the summers off, but my family's all home and I get to spend a lot more time with them.
Oh man, my phone is ringing off the hook.
It's vibrating. 01. Nice. 01 is also from Kyle.
Well, hi, Kyle.
And Kyle says, are we tired of the MCU's Tony Stark? Dude, he just died. I can't believe you would be so callous. Wow. I think we're tired of the MCU's Tony Stark.
But then
I like him when I see him in an MCU movie.
Well, it's a good thing you don't have to anymore, huh?
Are we actually tired of MCU's Tony Stark? Yeah, I'm tired of him. I was tired of him before he died. So, oh, spoilers. Oh, my God.
No. Reddit lifted the ban.
For those of you who haven't seen Endgame or Far From Home, yeah, he's dead. Look. I have a problem with Tony Stark only because he's been made out to be like the ultimate hero of the Marvel Universe, and I get that yeah, he started it with the first Iron Man. That was our first real MCU movie. That's great. And I get that people love that he is this flawed human being, but you know, he created nearly as many problems as he solved. I mean, there were
Age of Ultron.
Yeah, yeah, many things that were just his own hubris coming down. I mean, it's just I was sick of him long ago. He was the bad guy in Civil War, okay? He was on the wrong side of this whole registration thing. He was in the comics and he was in the movies. I have never been a fan of Tony Stark. I mean, I liked the first Iron Man movie. I do, yeah, you know, every time you see him on screen, yes, he's very entertaining. My God, who is messaging me so much? Wow. Anyway, but yeah, we're tired of him, and it was time for him to go. So there you go.
That is 80. Dangerously close.
Yeah, we're getting closer.
Would you say on a random number generator?
This one is from...
Aren't you popular today?
There we go. This is from Walrus.
Well, hey, Walrus.
Because, you know, once a lady goes Walrus...
Yeah, they never go Walrus.
All right. Walrus says, hey, you should work for some of these. So if you pull this one and haven't read mine about being an extra around Maz Kanata, go do that now. Then display your naked shame to everyone. All right, hold on.
Oh, my Lord.
I know. He's going to make me really do work. And I think we may have done that one already. Yeah, this is the only reference to Maz Kanata. Oh, wait, no. It says 2 of 2. Okay, yeah, no, they're both in this one. So, I don't remember that question, and I've gotten rid of it. So, display your naked shame to everyone, and then tell everyone that I, Walrus, could only be one of the Hutts if I was in a live-action Star Wars, and now you can enjoy the schadenfreude in that. Oh. Walrus, I feel bad that the other question's already gone, because this makes little sense. Although, yes, as a real, true Walrus that you are, you're right. You're pretty much just built to play a Hutt. Kind of gross, really. But, you know, such is life. All right.
82, we're climbing.
All right, 82 is from Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
Hello, Kyle. Kyle says, assume someone makes you the following offer. We will provide you with a Lincoln Town Car with your own driver. You don't have to pay for the car or the insurance, but you do have to buy gas for it. And it has one of those car wraps on it that says Trump Pence 2020. Do you accept?
I'm sorry, could you repeat to me the conditions of this deal?
You get a Lincoln Town Car with a driver. You have to pay for your own gas, but you don't have to pay for the car. You don't have to pay for the insurance. This driver will be there for you, take you everywhere you want. And all you have to do is have a car wrap on it that says Trump Pence 2020, which presumably you cannot get rid of. You cannot cover up. It must be fully visible on both sides of the car everywhere you go.
I like even without the Trump Pence yada yada, I like driving too much.
Okay.
I enjoy driving.
Without the Trump Pence, look, give me some lesser punishment for this, and I would jump on this in a heartbeat. I would love to have someone else drive me around all the time. With the Trump Pence wrap on it, I don't think I could do it. I just don't think I could drive around with that, even though I'd be explaining to everybody that, hey, I don't really support them. It's a free car. I can't. But, you know, you can't explain it to everybody. only the people that you know personally, and the rest of the time, you're just advertising for Trump. I can't do it. I no. 60. Oh, thank God. Backing away. So, because that's how random numbers do work.
Right.
All right. 60 is from Ronster. And Ron says, what is your favorite movie that stars Sir Christopher Lee? Sir Christopher Lee. Lee. Saruman.
Okay. I have not seen any besides Lord of the Rings. And he wasn't starring in that.
He was... Alright, hold on. We're going to have to go get a list of Christopher Lee movies because he's been in a lot. So, you guys wait here. Okay, he's been in a lot of stuff, obviously. I'm still going to have to go with The Return of the King. So, the third Lord of the Rings movie. But, Aiden...
But he wasn't starring in Return of the King.
Yeah, well, you know what? I haven't seen any of his dozen appearances as Sherlock Holmes or his 15 appearances as Dracula or his seven appearances as Fu Manchu.
Are you going to tell me that you haven't seen the masterpiece that is Howl 2, Your Sister's a Werewolf?
Nope. But that's your choice?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys should have seen how excited he was when that rolled by on the list. Man, I wish I'd had the recording going.
I mean, so, I realize now that, yeah, I have seen a movie starring Christopher Lee, and sadly it's Howl 2. 88.
Oh, God, we're getting right up to it. Look at this. We'll be able to see the empty space. This is so dare. Oh, look at that.
The void.
So scary. 88 is from Ronster, and Ron says,
hey, Ron.
What do you want for an epitaph?
Yep.
What?
Yep.
That's it?
Y-E-P. Yep.
Here lies Mike Jones. World's greatest father, husband, lover, board game designer extraordinaire, millionaire philanthropist. What else do I want to include in
here
that?
Here lies Mike Jones. Who?
Mike Jones. Yes! All right, I've changed my mind. all right, that's a good one. 91.
And
we're
I guess
out.
We're done.
All right.
How dare you turn off R2 so he can't say goodbye later because we've run into this problem right. Several times.
I'll turn him back on. There we go. All right, and then that's it. So now I've got to turn it over to GLaDOS because she's going to give us a recap of this week's episode so far.
Remember when the platform was sliding into the fire pit and I said goodbye and you were like,
no way.
And then I was all, we pretended we were going to murder you.
That was great.
This podcast is copyright 2019 by Nerd Pride Radio. The opening and closing theme is Death Metal Disco by Ann Kronk. My bumper music this week was, I don't think I used any. Oh, yes, I did. I used the
Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, Legend of Zelda and, what is the name of that other song? Oh, God, I keep forgetting.
And taken down for copyright.
Darn it, yes. And removed for copyright reasons. Okay, all the songs I use are available on iTunes. Check them out, buy them, enjoy them. I wouldn't put them in my podcast if I didn't love them. If you want to help out Nerd Pride, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or whatever podcatcher you use and write us a nice review because those make a difference. Or write me a shitty review as long as it's got 5 stars because that's what really counts. If you want to do something super extra nice for this podcast, you should be recommending it to your friends. If you enjoy it, spread the word. Let other people enjoy it. Word of mouth. You know what? In fact, beyond that, You don't have to tell lots of people. What I want you to do is go and just go one friend. Make one convert. It's like a cult.
Create a downline of friends that would then recommend this podcast to their friends, and they recommend it to their 5 friends. Are we a pyramid scheme?
I hope so. Oh my God. So, word of mouth is my bread and butter, people. Don't forget, this podcast is a proud member of the Nerd Pride Network, which now includes me, the Nerd Pride Radio Podcast, and Bicoastal Disorder, which is awesome, and Nelly's Nerdy Adventures. Nerdy's Nelly. Yeah, that's, I was so close
has
on
she,
that one.
Has she accepted the invitation into the network?
No. I don't think she's listening anymore, so she probably doesn't even know that she's in the network. That's the best part about this. But with Gen Con coming up in less than 2 weeks now, you can expect, I think she's showing up in Gen Con, like, Monday or Tuesday before the whole thing starts. So she'll be giving us Gen Con day negative 3, day negative 2, and give us a countdown into the show. So you should be seeing lots of video from her coming up here. So that'll be super cool. Remember, I am always looking for you listeners to do my work for me. Don't forget to send me questions and topics for the Podomatic. I mean, honestly, what do we do? 6 of them now? So we're down to 84. This is going to be a quickly dwindling list, so I need help from all of you. Send me some Podomatics. Watch out every week on the forums on Facebook, which we didn't really do this time, for listener betrayal. But, you know, you could also let me know that you want to be part of the Platinum list or the Gallium list, and we'll send you notices that way. And then that way you can be part of our listener
platinum
betrayal.
Platinum list is obviously better, though.
Well, Gallium is more fun. You get cute pictures of my kitten. So if... If you have a really interesting nerd fact about an upcoming episode number, send it to me and save me all of that grueling research. You're almost on the spot here. I think I got one more episode number fact from Kyle, and then it's your turn. So be ready.
All right.
My contact, which I know
I'm 271.
Yeah, and you're not going to do any looking until you get here. Moment of the show, as I'm putting stuff together, and you're going to go, oh yeah, here, this one.
Because it's not grueling.
It is grueling. You're going to find out. Because I have veto power over these. My contact information, mike@nerdprideradio.com, @nerdprideradio on some social media. But to be completely honest, best way to talk to me, come over to the forums at nerdprideradio.com/nerds. You sign up, you send me a message, we'll hang out together. You know what? I'm going to do a whole poopsie avatar theme. That's what I'm going to do.
Why would you do that?
Well, because it's now burned into my brain. I can't... no, I don't want to be on some sort of watch list. I'm not going to do it. Sign up. Send me a message to my forums. You sign up at my forums, and then you send me a private message. We will hang out together. We will become best friends in the world. We'll have fun. You're so obsessed with Poopsie, you couldn't even get in on time.
I'm looking at 271.
Yeah, it's not as easy as it sounds, is it? I see how it goes. All right. Oh, yeah, that's right. We'll have fun. And now it's time for listener betrayal. Before we start recording every podcast, we go out to the net webs of some sort. And we notify you guys, hey, we are recording right now, so respond to us, post anything, and we will read it off at the end of the podcast, which is what we're doing right this moment. So, you want me to start, or do you want to do it?
I can start.
Okay. What was your question?
I sent out the usual response, followed by this week's question, is it really the thought that counts?
Is it?
And our first one comes from Emily. Hey, Emily. She says, it depends on the situation. Also, your dad's question is better because it includes a kitten photo. How dare you amalgamate Emily?
I only put Emily in this week because I had a kitten photo.
Why would you do this to me? All right. Next comes from Robin. Hey, Robin. She says, thought is better than nothing. At least if someone thought of you, then you know they care. Those of you that have family and friends that think of you, hold on to them. Aww.
Aww.
Next one's from Jacob. I thought it was a good gift, asshole. I even gave you the receipt. Send your brother 6 boxes of Bachelor Nighttime Loneliest Nullifiers, and you never hear the end of it.
Ooh, Jacob's good at this game.
I did not receive those 6 boxes, so I know, check with the post. I mean, I want those. Next one comes from Kyle. Hi, Kyle. He says, I don't know, Aiden. Is it the thought that counts when you drop M-bombs on the reg? M-bomb.
M-bombs? Is it the thought that counts? I don't know, keep going.
Because it's the thought that counts, racist.
Okay, I got nothing, man.
Yes, it is the thought that counts. If I'm being racist, someone needs to let me know that isn't Kyle right now, because I can't tell if Kyle's joking. What is an M-bomb?
I'm trying to think of what racist things you've said that, I mean, I can think of lots of other letters, but M, I got nothing, man. Yeah, see, that's that. The subtle implication is that you're racist a lot.
Right.
But I can't figure out what this particular racism is. Yeah, that's why it's funny.
Alright, the next one's from Mom. Hey, Mom. Absolutely. But that goes both ways. If someone gives a gift from the heart, it is the thought that counts. If someone gives a gift begrudgingly out of obligation, then it is also, then that thought also counts, except in a negative way.
Ooh. That's right. Deep. Okay.
And that's all I got. And knowing Sam and John, they're going to respond after the podcast is over, because that's just how they roll.
Okay, and that's just fine. All right. Now, mine was a superior question because it includes a cute kitten. I sent out a picture of myself with a cute kitten.
Oh, sorry. I have one from Mike.
Oh, yeah. What does it say?
No. Money spent is first, then thought.
Okay. Whoever that Mike guy is, he sounds really selfish.
You can't just throw one in like, ooh, I want to be included while I'm reading them off. You're here recording.
I did. Okay. Anyway, I sent out a picture of myself holding a cute kitten. She's a black tabby, and she's adorable. And she's still at the shelter, so she hasn't come home with us yet, but she's gonna. And it says, Nerd Pride Radio Gallium Club members, I already have two cats, Bear and Raven. What should I name this little girl? And again, picture of a cute cat. From my son, Aiden.
Ooh, what's he have to say? I bet he's smart.
He says, Chimp? How about Gorilla? Gibbon? Lemur? Baboon? He responded a lot. So, those are all great suggestions. I really appreciate those, Aiden. See, there's my wife is yelling from the next room saying that she really likes the idea of Chimp as a name. I think Chimp would have been a good... Is Chimp really a girl's name, though?
It is 2019, Dad.
Okay. I suppose. Well, there is a... It's a bird that's down at the shelter named Eleanor. And Eleanor's a boy.
Yeah.
So... But that's because with cockatiels, it's very hard to tell boys from girls. So...
No, I get it. People can't be named what they want to without you judging them.
Okay. And then from Jacob... In all caps, it says, You told me its name was Monkey! Either my life is a lie or you're lying to these faithful viewers, you monster!
Well, why is he yelling at us this week?
Okay,
I love now, you, Jacob, but is something wrong? Did we do something to hurt you?
To Jacob's credit, the cat's name is already Monkey, so we have Bear, Raven, and Monkey, but... I wanted to send out a cute picture of a kitten to get good responses and discussion. I mean, the fact that it's already named shouldn't discourage any of you from providing thoughtful, humorous, cute answers. They don't have to be thoughtful, humorous, and cute. I meant one
and look,
or two.
Now you can't. Right. Now you can't call me your only son that throws you under the bus.
Boy, no kidding. Next one is from Nelly, and Nelly says. That looks like a space invader shape on her forehead. Oh my god, it really does.
Oh my god.
Wow. Or maybe a demon. I would go with demon or Mephistopheles. Asmodeus, Belial, Abaddon. Those are all great. I have no problem with any of them.
It's got to be Mephistopheles, though.
Mephistopheles. That's a winner. That is really good. Next is Sarah Beth. And Sarah Beth says, new baby, with lots of exclamation points. And then she asks me, have you lost weight? Time after I make shirts is not the best time for me to know this. No. Look, the shirt I'm getting from you is only a 2X. So the shirt I'm wearing in that photo is a 3, and it fits pretty comfortably. But, yeah, I've lost some weight, and I'm losing more. But, no. The shirt that you provide will be perfect. Trust me on this. She says, okay, obviously the cat needs to be named after a scavenging omnivore. Robin? That qualifies. And then you have a whole Teen Titans thing going. Nice, because Beast Boy could turn into a bear. but with Raven and Robin. Okay, cute. And Robin is a sweet little standalone name, too, and fits the two-syllable pet name rule. I didn't know there was a two-syllable pet name rule.
Wait, then if that's a rule, can I not name my cat Mephistopheles?
Mephistopheles. Yeah, you'd have to come up with a short nickname.
Meowfie.
Meowfie. Meowfie is actually pretty cute. All right, I'm digging that. Let's see. Next is, oh, no. Kyle. Oh, okay, he's got several. Scooter Libby. That's pretty good. Turd Ferguson.
Why Turd Ferguson?
Turd Ferguson is, Will Ferrell said it. And I can't remember under what circumstances, but Turd Ferguson. I think it was during a, during a George W. Bush impression. So that's why we get Scooter Libby first and then Turd Ferguson. Or Rumpelteazer. No Rumpelteazer. Nice try, though.
Why not Rumpelteazer?
Is that a name from Cats? Have you watched the Cats trailer? You haven't seen the Cats trailer?
I've seen the Cats trailer, but I didn't pay attention.
Oh, my God. All right, you know what's really funny?
What?
Because the Cats trailer looks absolutely awful.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely awful. And Mime Killer from the website, he went out and was showing his live-in girlfriend the trailer for Cats to laugh at it and show her how stupid it is. And now it looks like he's going to have to go see Cats with his girlfriend. Oh, man. Harsh. My wife Lisa says Lynx would be a great name for this cat, but she was outvoted on that. Long-haired MF, which I was worried about the MF, but apparently she says it stands for Monster Ferret.
Sure it does.
Yeah. We had said we would never get a long-haired cat, and this is a, she is considered a medium hair.
So not technically breaking the rule.
Right, exactly. She's not a long hair, but she's not a short hair. So next is from a Mr. Talvin. Felicia, Dothan, Ray, Princess Angelina, Contessa, Louisa, Francesca, Banana, Fanta, Bobesca, the third, Anarchy 3, a paranoia name, Boudica, Cat Urine the Great. Man, he's enthusiastic. Less than 2 weeks till Gen Con. Woo! Talvin out. Okay, he didn't say Talvin out, but I'm imagining
and
that
then
because
he literally he's got dropped that sort a of, mic.
He's got so that sort of energy with it, doesn't he? That was pretty good. Thank you, Talvin. You're awesome, man. And yes, less than 2 weeks. Can't wait to see you. It's going to be spectacular. We're going to have so much fun. Next is from a guy named Dave. Let's see. Emily. Hi. Emily says Lima Lemur. That's not bad. What name? Lima Lemur. What like that? All right. Okay, oh, Emily, hi, Emily. Okay, anyway, that was from Emily, who was apparently there with Dave. Dave says meerkat, which is also not bad, but we both think muskox would be the best. See, you've caught on to the fact that that space an M name of some sort. Or heron. Lucinda is okay. Call her Lucy for short. Yeah, it's going to be monkey, but these are all really great ideas. And also, when I say it's going to be monkey, it's because this is actually Elijah and Noah's cat that they are paying for with their money, and therefore they have naming rights, so none of us have any say in the matter, and they picked monkey. So there you go. Let's see. What else do I have? Let's see. Never mind. That's from my wife on a different account. Oh, here's one from Emily. Not Dave's Emily, but Aiden's friend Emily. And how about Tiger to keep the animal theme going? Tiger is a great one. That's where Lynx came from as well. Although the younger boys were upset about the idea of naming it Lynx because, well, but Lynx is a cat, and this is a cat, and that doesn't really, I mean, we want an animal name, but you don't just name it a cat. You might as well just call it Cat, which I think they're being silly. But
I agree with them.
Dylan says Viking to have another football team name. Oh, Bears, Ravens, Vikings. Oh, go Dylan, new theme.
Wow.
All right. It's going to be Euler. All right. So
just to throw it off, grab a hockey team instead.
No. There's a football team, the Oilers.
Is it?
In addition to the Edmonton Oilers. It used to be the Houston Oilers. I don't know if they're still in Houston anymore because I don't follow football. But and then Emily says, I feel special because I'm on both lists now. Aw, Emily, you've always been special. All right. Next is... whoops. All right, that's not anything to do with this group.
See how I keep my lists organized?
I know.
No chance of me missing anyone.
I went up through them in order, and I didn't miss anybody this time. I think I did pretty darn well. Anyway, you know what? You guys have been awesome. I am so glad you joined us here this week. This has been fantabulous. Do you have any other superlative adjective that isn't really a word, like fantabulous?
No.
Okay, I was just distracting you so I could take R2 back away from you so that you wouldn't ring it again.
I was going to say...
Oh, God, I keep forgetting. You're right. Sorry. I keep forgetting that R2 has to close out the show. So anyway, I love you guys. You're awesome for being here. We'll see you maybe next week, but probably not until Dave and I record for Gen Con. So we'll see. Anyway, say goodnight, Aiden.
Goodnight.
Say goodnight, R2. You guys are the best.
Trying to take away R2.